2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 4. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. Song of Songs 8:5-6. Who is this who comes up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? Set me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death, jealousy is as cruel as Sheol, its flashes are the flashes of fire, a flame of Jehovah. This is the time to prepare ourselves for the rapture. By leaning on our beloved, we constantly leave the world behind and come up again and again until the Lord comes to take us away. Leaning on her beloved. The lover seems to be powerless and unable to walk leaning on her beloved. She makes herself a burden for her beloved to carry. Leaning on her beloved. It is as if the hollow of her thigh has been touched. Leaning on her beloved. She seems to find herself pressed beyond measure, and this seems to last until the wilderness journey is over. Only the Lord can prepare us for the rapture. A trusting life is indispensable. We should trust in Him helplessly until the Holy Spirit exclaims, "Who is this who comes leaning on her beloved?" Today's reading. When she recalls her original condition, she cannot help but be filled with humility. She cannot help but consider her emptiness, the vanity of her experience, the undependability of her mind, and the futility of her pursuit. Her only hope is the Lord. She realizes that whether she can endure to the end does not depend on her own endurance, but on the Lord's preservation. No spiritual perfection can sustain a person until the Lord's return. Everything depends on God and His preserving power. When she realizes this, she cannot help but exclaim, "Set me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm." The heart is the place of love, while the arm is the place of strength. I know that I am weak and empty, and I am conscious of my powerlessness. Lord, I am a helpless person. If I try to preserve myself until your coming, it will only bring shame to your name and loss to myself. All my hopes are in your love and power. My trust is not in my holding power, but in your holding power. I dare not speak of my love to you any longer. I dare not speak of my grasping of you any longer. From this point on, everything depends on your strength and your love. Your love is as strong as death. Who can shake death? No sighing of parents, no tears of wives, and no sorrow of friends can bring back a man from death. Death holds its captives and keeps them firmly, unrelentingly, and unshakably in its hand. If you love me, I will not be shaken, because your love cannot possibly be weaker than death. If you love me, your jealousy will follow. Your jealousy will be as cruel as Sheol, you will not allow anything to share my heart. Even if you owned a major part of me, you would not be satisfied. Your eyes cannot stand to see those who are yours being defiled by the world or usurped by other loves. You are jealous. From the beginning of time you have been a jealous God. Have not your apostles told us about the jealousy of God? If you are jealous, who can withstand your jealousy? You will remove all hindrances until you become the unique Lord, the God of all, and the unchallenged King. In this way, I will be protected, and my chastity will be preserved until I see your face. Song of Songs 8:13 says, "O you who dwell in the gardens, my companions listen for your voice, let me hear it." The lover of her beloved asks him who dwells in the believers as his gardens to let her hear his voice as her companions listen for his voice. This indicates that in the work, which we as the lovers of Christ who express Him as our living outwardly do for Him as our Beloved who indwells us as our life inwardly, we should fellowship with Him in His speaking. As we are working with Him, we need to maintain our fellowship with Him, always listening to Him. This is the end of today's morning revival.